On this week's Animal Health Report, Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerder is going to share information on New World Screwworm with us.
Today we're going to be talking about New World Screwworm, as on September 21st, Senaseca in Mexico confirmed a new case of New World Screwworm that was detected in the state of Nuevo León, less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. This is a very significant advancement of the New World Screwworm, as it is now the northernmost detection of the New World Screwworm during this most recent outbreak that started in Mexico since November of 2024. It's a significant advancement because the fly has been progressively moving northward during this outbreak. The previous northernmost detection was reported in July of 2025. This case occurred in Veracruz, approximately 370 miles further south. And so as we continue to monitor and survey what is going on in Mexico with regards to New World Screwworm, we certainly want to keep this on the radar of producers and veterinarians in the U.S. to help protect U.S. swine herd health, as well as other livestock species and, of course, humans that this New World Screwworm can affect. This most recent case in Mexico was an 8-month-old cow that had recently been moved to a feedlot in Nuevo León from a region in southern Mexico that had been known to have active cases. This link to animal movement is really important, as when we think about the New World Screwworm moving with regards to the fly, it is much slower than the movement that can occur through livestock trailers. And so we have to think about animal movement as a large risk factor with regards to this disease potential to spread very quickly. We also want to remind U.S. producers and veterinarians exactly what New World Screwworm is. It's a miasis that can cause a serious disease that affects livestock, pets, wildlife, occasionally birds, and in rare cases, humans. It's most frequently detected in cattle, swine, horses, small ruminants, and then pets such as dogs and cats. It occurs when the New World Screwworm larvae bury into the flesh of living animals. This can cause very painful wounds and even can cause fatalities in animals. These New World Screwworm flies are attracted to wounds or mucous membranes. So when you think about animals that are at risk, you can think about those that have recently given birth or suffered an injury or had a surgical procedure such as tail docking or castration. It can also be dehorning or branding in cattle. These are the animals that are most vulnerable, but even a wound as small as a tick bite can provide the opening that these New World Screwworm can deposit their eggs and larvae. When we think about what this looks like in animals, what we want to be aware of is that you may see maggots in wounds or other body openings. You want to think about the umbilicus in newborn baby pigs, and of course, other mucous membranes such as the nose and the ears. These wounds oftentimes have bloody discharge and foul odor. They may become deeper as those maggots burrow into the wound, and they may be non-healing wounds, wounds that you had anticipated would heal and appear to be getting worse. The animals may also show signs of pain, such as depression, irritability. They may be off feed and may be isolating themselves. If you suspect a case of New World Screwworm, it's incredibly important that you contact your state or federal animal health official who can assist you in collection of maggots and flies to rule out or look for a potential incursion.